treat coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Just readjust your seats and be ready to sit back down because we have a fine performer coming up.
Is your sound going to take long? Talk about it.
We'll tell you some more about that banjo contest. That's tomorrow afternoon. I think there's two banjos that they have been donated as the prizes, unless, kick me if I'm wrong.
No.
This is the banjo contest tomorrow in the auditorium at 2:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we have the pleasure to know who the judge is. So if you want to know who to wink at for that banjo contest.
Are there any banjo players in the audience? You're going to admit it in front of Ken Perlman, huh? You know, got a brave banjo player. Well, aren't they all brave? I mean, who else would play the banjo?
The Park Service
is, they have been wonderful here to keep White Springs in such a pristine order.
And how about those deluxe carts they have this year?
Yeah.
Oh, the long ones? Yeah, those, yes.
We all like the ride. All
like
right.
Limo carts. All right, Ken Perlman is a premier clawhammer, melodic clawhammer banjo player. He pretty much just about invented this style. I mean, he's just terrific at it. He has a new CD out. This is it. What's it called, Patty?
It's called Northern Banjo, and it has a great cover, and that's on sale at the FOF booth, I imagine, where all of the performers leave their material to be purchased. When you look at me, I hate that. When you look at me like that. Ken's all the way from Boston came here to perform at this festival and to be the judge in the banjo contest. But not only that, there's going to be a banjo workshop in October here at the Florida Folk Cultural Center, I believe. Mm-hmm. That would be October 24th. So Ken is a wonderful instructor. He is a master of the banjo and the, as Happy said, the five-string clawhammer technique.
Melodic clawhammer, and also he plays fiddle tunes on the banjo. He plays southern and Celtic fiddle tunes,
and
they are wonderful.
And northern.
Well,
we'll
forgive him for saying that it's northern. Are there any northerners here? Yeah, is it hot? Stick around, August is coming.
You might love it now. Takes a lot of practice to play the banjo, I know that. I never did get it. My banjo's up in the closet shelf still, so.
Right next to mine.
Oh, maybe you might pick up something.
Maybe, I hope so. Well, he also plays guitar. I mean, we would be remiss if we didn't mention his wonderful guitar styles. He is a great finger-picking guitar style. Sure. Well, I don't know. How do you tune a banjo? And how can you tell?
Very carefully. Very carefully.
Cowboys talking about banjos. Ready?
Right.
They're still checking. Yes. Has anybody walked down and seen the Swanee while you've been here? It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
Testing 1, 2.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's give one great big Southern welcome to Ken Perlman.
Thank
you very much. Well, it's great being here. I've had a wonderful time at the festival, and it's just a beautiful spot. And, you know, it's still 50 degrees up where I come from, so this is sort of a pleasant diversion. And folks down in Florida were really nice to me. I see some in the audience that I met in my travels, and it was great. Some of you had a chance to hear Alan Jabbour, either, you know, us together or him separately. And, you know, Alan had a chance to do a lot of collecting in West Virginia. And I did my collecting up in a little place in Canada called Prince Edward Island. And that's up near Nova Scotia and such in the east. So a lot of the tunes that I play of late come from there. So I'm going to start out with a couple of tunes that I learned up there. Prince Edward Island is a bit of a musical crossroads, so the tunes don't necessarily originate there, but they're certainly played there in their own way. And the first tune is called The Farmer's Reel, sometimes known as The Golden Wedding, and then I'll go into a tune called The Honeymoon. Sure is hot up here. Of course, all these old fiddle tunes, they were the old dance tunes of North America before the jazz age. And people mostly danced in their own kitchens or local dance halls and such. And but there was sort of another tradition. People began to use the music for stage performance, probably maybe in the late 19th century. And there was a Scottish fiddler who was a pioneer in that realm, and his name was James Scott Skinner. And he came up with the idea of using different kinds of fiddle tunes to create a suite or a set, as it were, different speeds and such, and combine them into a medley. And this is in that vein. The first tune is a Scottish air called Robert Cormac Aberdeen, and then a modern tune from Cape Breton written by Jerry Holland called Compliments to Buddy McMaster. And finally, an old favorite called Fisher's Hornpipe, which starts in 18th century Scotland and comes over almost immediately to North America and shows up in tune books here as early as the 1790s. And I'll play it in its original key, which is F. In the 1920s, a lot of ragtime influences were coming into the fiddle music world, and I guess one center for this kind of activity was East Texas, and the bands from that era named the rags for their towns, so this one is the Dallas Rag. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is a tune from northeastern England. It's called Nancy, and it was originally composed to be played on the Northumbrian small pipes, which looks as if you took a normal set of bagpipes and shrunk it down with Brainiac's incredible shrinking ray. Written in 1929 by Tom Clough. Pretty nice sound. You sound guys are great. Actually, everyone involved with this festival has been really, really nice. This is a Strathspeyan reel. It's a set of Scottish tunes. And the Strathspey is called Neil Gow's Fiddle. And then I'm going to go into a tune called Scour Dinas. The Gows, of course, were they were sort of the fiddle dynasty of 18th and early 19th century Scotland. It was a whole family of Gows. Thank you. They're built tough, I hope. Well, got time for a short one and a slightly longer one. For the short one, I'd like to share with you a little tune that I collected in Ireland, and I call it Earl's Jig. Perhaps you might recognize it. It goes like this. I'd like to finish off with this number. This is one I wrote myself, and I call it Road to Mexico. Played this for a friend of mine who's a bluegrass guitarist, and he said, "Ken, that's a bluegrass tune." And I said, "No." He said, "Yeah." So I thought about it and I figured he was right, so I came up with some breaks, and then when I recorded it on Northern Banjo, I did it with a full bluegrass band with clawhammer banjo in its natural place as the lead instrument. The Road to Mexico.